listener powered 90.3 KEXP and online all over the world at kexp.org. My name is Charlize. I'm the host of Audio Oasis, and it's now time for live music by the Murder City Devils on KEXP. Murder City Devils on KEXP.
We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Murder City Devils on KEXP. They're performing songs from their new album, The White Ghost Has Blood on Its Hands Again. And that came out this month. What an accomplishment.
Thanks.
I want to say that it's really cool to have you guys here. Kind of a big deal for me just coming from this college radio game and discovering different bands at the same time and you guys. So this is kind of nostalgic and exciting for me. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So my first question is, what's it like being in the game, getting out of the game, and getting back into the game? What's that like?
Well, the other guys stayed in the game.
The game.
I personally have been in and out more, probably. I don't know. I mean, I don't remember what it used to be like very well. I don't know if it was fun or not. I know it was fun sometimes because I see pictures of myself and the other dudes, and it seems like we're having fun. But it's more gratifying now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it would be, I don't know. It's like just our thing that we do. It's like we don't really, I mean, if any of us stopped doing this, then we would have to figure out what we're gonna do. You know?
We don't want to think about that.
I mean, there's a list of things I want to think about, and this isn't even on it.
Do you have a bucket list?
No.
So, in between the Murder City Devils, Dead Low Tide, Triumph of Lethargy, moving to LA, the personal art that you've been making, what's it like to decide to record as the Murder City Devils again?
It's really nice to be able to do it. And basically, the people in this room and Gabe, and that was like the whole team. And and Dan, we recorded at Dan's space, and he engineered it and mixed it. And it was it was just completely different than it used to be, in the sense that there was no one to tell us how long it needed to be, or there was no sense that we needed to stay in a certain direction or like progress from the last record, or, you know, we just did whatever we wanted.
Yeah.
And, it was kind of like actually collaborating on something that I could wholeheartedly call art for the first time with this group of people, and I hope that's not offensive to anyone else in the room.
So did you just like have a bunch of songs that you wanted to get out as the Murder City Devils, and that's how this album came about?
No. We knew if we were going to play shows that we had to put out music, because we didn't want to, like, I love Art LeBeau, but we didn't want to go on that circuit. And so if we were going to be a band, we needed to be a band that was a real band that makes, like, so to me, a band writes songs, records songs, plays shows. It's not just something, you don't just go play shows. You have to sort of feel like you're there for a reason. And we've been a band for a long time, so some of those songs go back a long ways, and they're not really very relatable for us. So we had to use something we could relate to.
Yeah. Your songs, when I think one of the first times that I heard the Murder City Devils, the one I like to categorize music, Charlize genres, and I call you guys wordcore.
Cool.
Have you ever heard that term before?
No, but it seems fine.
Cool. I'll keep that going. You guys have a couple more songs to perform?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. The Murder City Devils on KEXP. Okay, City Devils on KEXP. Listening to the Murder City Devils on KEXP. They are performing songs from their new album, The White Ghost Has Blood on Its Hands Again. And you guys have a West Coast tour coming up.
Yeah.
With some really cool shows that are sold out in small rooms.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Playing Dante's in Portland with Deep Creep, who still needs to send music to me, and Corey J. Brewer, who is super awesome. And you guys are also playing Riot Fest in Chicago and Fun Fest in Austin. What's it like playing music festivals again? Have you guys played any since?
Yeah, we've,
Yeah, we played
a few. It's fun, usually. It's fun. I mean, it's like a, tends to be like a somewhat artificially large audience. And it's neat to, like, look out and there's a whole bunch of people.
A sea of people. Do you ever picture them naked, or are you over that?
No.
You're not afraid of that? Seeing all those people?
Naked or not naked? I feel I'm different than other people. I feel more comfortable with they have clothes on, I think.
Yeah.
I think nakedness wouldn't make me more comfortable.
Right. I've never been to either of these festivals, so I don't know how they treat clothing.
Yeah.
If they're into it or not.
I mean, I assume it's optional, but it seems like people choose to wear clothes.
Yeah.
I hope it's optional.
Society
I don't want
is
people to feel like they're in like a prison of cotton and polyester, you know what I mean?
Well, it all depends on the weather.
Yeah, that's true.
How they're feeling.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they'll choose on the feeling, how you guys are making them feel.
I just have to remember, because we were at a festival once, and the guy who put it on told me to make myself at home, and I took my pants off. And he was using a metaphor.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you guys have been in the game long enough to make those decisions.
That's true.
The way that you want, you recorded this album, so
yeah,
I'm all for it.
Cool.
So, what does the future hold for the Murder City Devils?
I don't know. We'll probably do a little bit more of this stuff that we've been doing, and then maybe, see each other at bridge tournaments or something. I don't know.
My friend Bobby asked me to ask you guys if you plan on making a music video.
No. We haven't discussed it. We're not planning on it. There's no plan, but it's not impossible.
Cool. Well, thank you guys so much for coming here. It's really awesome. Keep up with the Murder City Devils at themurdercitydevils.com, Murder City Devils on Facebook, Twitter is Murder City, and Instagram is the Murder City Devils. You've been listening to live music by the Murder City Devils here on Audio Oasis 90.3 KEXP, Seattle.